Welcome to the Pratt on Texas Texas Hour podcast. Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock, tuned to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tuned to 96.1 FM Q Country. Now to today's edition of Pratt on Texas.
Davy Crockett told him back east, "You may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas." Here's a guy that thinks Davy got it right. It's Pratt on Texas with Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, fighting back against institutionalized racism, University of Texas professor sues Texas A&M for discrimination against Asian and white male candidates. And this is what we're going to have to do, person by person, case by case, because it is indeed the return of segregation from the left, and it's being enforced through government. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for businesses and institutions. And you truckers, they're your go-to source for dealing with your DOT regs. Reach the best, alliedcompliance.com. It was a made in Midland satellite. You know, yesterday I was telling you we had quite a bit of space news, and one of the things was that a record reuse of the booster for a Falcon 9 for SpaceX had launched a bunch more of their satellites for the internet in the orbit, and they also had a customer satellite on there, and I read that, and I didn't think about it. Now I realize that was a made in Midland satellite on that last SpaceX launch, and we've got much more business and economic news. We've got border news in the stack, and rest in peace, a radio giant, Texan Lowry Mays. Listen to the show, Pratt on Texas, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. You know, the podcast is available on tons of platforms, including Google and Amazon. But I'll tell you, it's like 80-something percent are all via the Apple service. I don't use Apple product, but that's fine. I mean, it's very I just find that interesting that it so dominates. But you can just get it straight from our server. Then you don't have to wait when there's sometimes delays. I'll tell you the way this works. It's been a learning experience. A lot of these other services, they use an RSS feed to pull which is how I read most news every day. It's funny, most people don't even know about RSS feeds, but they use that to pull it's called really simple syndication. That's what it stands for. I use but it pulls from our system. If you just go to our website, prattontexas.com, and then click that big link up there or whatever it says podcast, if you go to that, you're right there. If you're doing it through a browser or something like that, you can, and I mean, the moment it's posted, it's there. So you get to see the mistakes I make, too, sometimes when I have to go back and take it out and put it back. But anyway, you can do that on any of the services. Just talk to your phone, the Android assistant, whatever, Pratt on Texas podcast or whatever. And Google, it's in their system. It's in the Amazon. It's in most of these platforms. But it is funny to me looking at the stats that it's overwhelmingly the Apple podcast stuff. I guess Rush really helped them with his love of the Apple products. Got some Texas news to bring you. Pro Bull Rider Ouncey Mitchell, his name is Demetrius Omar Latif Allen from Texas. He's from Houston. He's a bull rider. Pro Bull Rider is found shot outside an apartment complex in Salt Lake City. Fox 26 reporting that police arrested LaShawn Denise Bagley, a 21-year-old woman, on a charge of murder. They wrote suspicion of murder, which, of course, you cannot be arrested on suspicion in the United States. You got to have evidence for a preliminary charge, and it does mean something. It does make a difference. Anyway, Allen's 27. He's dead now. He'd come to Utah to attend the state fair and was staying with Bagley. They got in a fight in a bar. Allen went to Bagley's apartment to get his things, and she shot him, according to police in Salt Lake City. Houston Teachers Aid has been fired, accused of choking a 5-year-old boy. This happened earlier this month. Mother got a call from the nurse at this particular school in Houston, and they fired that teacher's aide. Austin teenager arrested and hit and run a victim in an electric wheelchair. It just becomes more and more depraved. KVUE reporting that Instant happened before 10 a.m. on September 3rd on North Lamar Boulevard. No, right where that is, the 9200 block. Victim can be seen on video signaling the driver to slow down after he appears to be driving recklessly. I assume that means the driver of the vehicle. Reportedly suffered life-threatening injuries as a result of the collision. 17-year-old Pablo Antonio Avila Banagas has been arrested. One dead, another that's not very clear news writing at KVUE, by the way. One dead, another hospitalized after a plane crashed yesterday afternoon in Waller County out near the Soaring Club of Houston, where they do gliders. 74-year-old Harding Rome of Houston died in the crash. He was the pilot in the plane. He owned the plane. The other man was sent to hospital. Happened yesterday afternoon. And Joyland Amusement Park in Lubbock. The owners say they're too old and tired of the vandalism and some of the other stuff. And basically, they've had it on the market for a while. Nobody's bit, so they're going to finally put it, and they're going to retire and put it up for auction at the end of October. And that's would sure hate to see that. That's a big part of Lubbock life if you live in Lubbock. And hope a real qualified, serious operator takes it and buys it. All right, my friends, we had an anti-wimp update yesterday. I'm not going to do the theme music, but this qualifies. It's an anti-wimp in Abilene. KRBC tells us that Craig Campbell was arrested at the scene of a burglary around 4 a.m. Tuesday. Is that today? Is today Tuesday? Yeah. Rest report says that a resident on Waverly Avenue heard dogs barking, went outside and found Campbell inside his son's vehicle. He then went and got his gun, held Campbell at vehicle. I hope he had it with him when he went outside. Probably did. Held the guy at gunpoint until police arrived. Report states Campbell entered the car and admitted he was planning to steal the vehicle or buy it. He'd been drinking. Well, due to somebody being armed, he was able to get that guy in police custody, meaning he won't be in your driveway stealing your car later tonight or tomorrow. My friends, today in Texas history, in 1816, rebel envoy Jose Manuel de Herrera proclaimed Galveston a port of the Mexican Republic. Remember, they were fighting Spain for independence. In 1935, Texan Howard Hughes Jr. of Houston set a new airspeed record of 352 miles per hour with his H-1 airplane, the Winged Bullet. That was on the 13th of September, 1935. It's also the day that the fence-cutting war, which was a big war, people thought they ought to be able to just graze their cattle on anybody's land, free grass. This happened in Coleman County. She inherited a big debt-ridden spread in Coleman County, 85,000 acres, when her husband of 2.5 years died, William Day. He'd fallen off his horse during a stampede. And anyway, she was one of the folks that lobbied in Austin to make fence cutting a felony. It's why you used to hear it's illegal to carry wire cutters. So technically it was because of that big war, and that law passed in 1884. She owned and operated that ranch to reduce her debt till she died in 1906 and left a debt-free portion to her daughter in Coleman County. And this is the date, 1960, abolitionist, meaning anti-slavery, Methodist minister Anthony Bewley was lynched in Fort Worth by all these Democrats here. Vigilance committees alleged he was they thought he was part of the John Browners, the abolitionists, and they had a letter that appears to have maybe been a forgery, but it doesn't matter. They published it everywhere, and he knew he was in trouble, so he took his daughter, the minister did, and were heading for Kansas, and these folks, the posse, caught up with him in Missouri. They returned into Fort Worth on September 13th, and late that night, vigilantes seized him and lynched him. White man fighting to free blacks from slavery and against slavery. White man lynched. That's why I said this term lynch doesn't mean what people think. Lots of people were lynched for lots of reasons, and a noose and all that. It's not an anti-black symbol. And for all you Democrat lefties out there, remember, half this country or more fought against the racist Democrats. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing surveillance, security, employee background checks, criminal and civil investigations, and more. USAinvestigations.net. Back in a moment, my friends.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Front on Texas will be right back after this.
Laugh if you must, but friends know that I had a hard time finding words to express how positive my experience was going to the dentist. Not just any dentist, but Dr. Sylvia Suniga of Dental Care. Money matters too, and it cost us less than half of my lowest quote at home to visit Dr. Suniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica. That included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and a private driver, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. In fact, I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years. The work was the best I've ever had, the attention to detail more than you'll get here. If you have expensive dental challenges or just need crowns or cosmetic work or implants, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Suniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Let's begin with rest in peace, Lowry Mays. Lowry Mays became an accidental radio station owner. What an interesting fellow. He's died. He was 87 years old. He owned and then built Clear Channel Communications into the largest radio station owner, I guess, in the world. I did my first deal with Clear Channel when it was still a Texas company owned by the Mays family, who actually understood radio, its listeners, its customers, advertisers. He was also Texas A&M's largest donor, I believe. Good friend of San Antonio's Red McCombs, who was a partner early on in the early years of Clear Channel with him. He said he was a great business partner. More importantly, he was a special friend. He was an extremely talented guy and the driving force behind the growth of Clear Channel. I loved every minute of that ride with him, Red said. We've lost a great man and I've lost a great friend. Mays and his late wife, former Peggy Pittman, started the Mays Family Foundation. Of course, if you loved Rush and Art Bell, Lowry was a big part of all that. As that stuff started to grow and they bought Premier Networks and created the back-end syndication, they just understood it, and things were great for me till they got so big and got in debt. He worked in the oil fields as a roughneck in the summers while he was at Texas A&M. He was in ROTC, though, and had to go into the Air Force, and he met his wife stationed in San Antonio. He's a second lieutenant, and he was the base petroleum officer. But he also went in an exchange program with the Nationalist Chinese government. That's Taiwan. And helped build a pipeline there. And he came back home, went to Harvard Business School, earned his MBA, and he and Peggy moved to San Antonio, and he went to work for an investment bank, Russ & Company. Then in 70, he formed his own investment company. And the stories are that he helped raise some money with a bunch of investor guys to buy a radio station because FM was really starting to take off then, and he had forgotten about it until all of a sudden those guys couldn't pay the bill, and the bank came calling on him. Because he had co-signed for the note. And he said, look, we both thought FM radio had high growth potential. He said that in a 92 interview. They continued buying stations, changed the company's name from San Antonio Broadcasting to Clear Channel Communications. They went public in 1984, started buying television stations in 88, acquired radio and billboard advertising. By the way, I think Clear Channel, that name now still exists, is a very large outdoor, at what they call outdoor advertising, billboard company still based in San Antonio. The radio thing fell apart. Congress changed the rules where companies could own all these stations, and they bought tons, and they got huge, folks. I mean, over 1,000 radio stations, and then prices, you know, the bubble started to burst. Private equity firms that always ruin everything purchased Clear Channel in 2008, then they weren't so smart either. They had to spin a lot of the stations you've listened to off and trying to raise capital, and they eventually went seriously bankrupt, and they're a California company now, iHeartMedia. Went bankrupt in 2018. They're out of that now. I think Mays was an A&M regent twice for long periods. And yeah, it said he's donated $96, $15 million to A&M, named its business school after him. Then he contributed another $25 million from his foundation in 2017, which was the largest gift in the university's history. And I just want to say we've lost one of those great Texas businessmen whose feet were on the floor, whose business partners were other people out on Main Street dealing with all of us, and they understood how to run a business, not the investment banker people that take over and ruin almost every business you've been around. Well, Biden keeps trying to pretend there's nothing there. Democrats keep talking about a recovery. Recovery from what? I mean, we're just getting worse in recession. And sure enough, everybody's out with the data today. Inflation was at 8.3% in August, significantly exceeding the predictions, with core prices jumping even higher. Core prices measures all prices except food and energy. Those have remained elevated at 6.3%, higher than July's 5.9%. Energy index continued to fall 5% from July, but energy costs have still increased 23.8% year on year. Food prices posted the largest 12-month increase in 43 years, with an 11.4% year-on-year increase in national food prices, up from July's 10.9%. Y'all know this. You see it every day. Prices for shelter, meaning housing, remained elevated, increasing 6.2% year-on-year compared to 5.7% in July. And Biden kept claiming all these things are just going to go away. And you got administration officials out there, Janet Yellen and people claiming stuff's right, but their own Fed's reports don't agree with that. It's bad, and it's all because of this big spending stuff. It's what we saw when the Dems ran things in the 70s. It's why we're talking 40 years ago, you know. Taiwan's Global Wafers, that's a huge company out of Taiwan run by Chairwoman Doris Hsu. Taiwan's Global Wafers built a lot of Apple products. Expects to start construction in November on a new $5 billion chip plant in Sherman in North Texas, she said. That's a Reuters piece out today. Elon Musk's boring company, his company that drills big bores holes underground with really unique technology, apparently has bought more Austin area property out near the Tesla headquarters and stuff, that in the Statesman today. And I wanted to get this story. This was really neat. I picked this up at Fox West Texas. That I was telling you how over the weekend they had launched another SpaceX launch, and they had a customer satellite on the Falcon 9. It was from AST. Well, AST Space Mobile's headquartered in Midland at the Midland International Air and Spaceport out there at the airport. And the head guy there says, Wisniewski, Midland's really our manufacturing base, and that's a really important place for us because ultimately, unlike some satellite companies, we don't buy our satellites and then launch them. We are making them, assembling them, designing them ourselves. So that satellite that went up, Blue Walker 3, it's a prototype that'll be used to carry out the company's ultimate goal to eliminate connectivity gaps for people with phones all throughout the world, meaning cell phones. I've read all about this technology recently, and I didn't realize that was the company doing the satellites for it. It's a really neat technology. So when you're out, you know, in the mountains or somewhere where there's just no service, you can have basic service. It's a really neat thing using the bandwidths and things that the phones work, so they work on any phone extant. Cool. Out of Midland. And the war on Texas continues. Big piece in the Chronicle late yesterday. Biden moves to tighten safety rules for offshore drilling, reversing Trump order. All it is that stuff that Obama put in place to try to hobble the oil and gas industry. The industry went and told Congress and showed them how that some of this is too restrictive, and even some of these make drilling offshore more dangerous. But of course, bureaucrats and politicians know better. And for the Trump administration changed all this stuff, and now Biden's putting it all back to try to, again, hobble the United States and keep us energy poor so they can force us into their green agenda. And the Texas comptroller, Glenn Hager, put out a press release today saying he stands standing up to EPA bureaucrats in defense of Texas economy. And this is the story that I brought to you before I think anyone in the Texas media had it. And that was how the EPA has now gone back and tried to turn the big empty Permian Basin to treat it like a city, claim there's too much air pollution. We got to, you know, put all those weird gas pump things on and all that other stuff that most of us in West Texas don't have to deal with. So their new Their new proposal would impose, the comptroller says, burdensome permitting requirements on any facility that emits ozone, including oil and gas. The EPA's proposal would require Texas to make multi-year plans to reduce ozone in the region, which, of course, is a big empty desert where the wind blows it away. And he talks about how this is the Green New Deal politics, and that's what they're trying to do. And he's going after them and sending letters to the Office of Management Budget and EPA and everything else, because they do have rules that say they're supposed to take in the economic cost, but EPA just deemed this an insignificant cost so that they could just do it. Well, Glenn Hager's fighting back. We'll be back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Listening to Pratt should be required for all politicians and students. Remember, the learning never stops. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Out of our political campaign stack, we actually get a story that if reporters actually knew anything and spent any time reading, they would start writing these stories differently, because both Abbott, Senator Perry, the Republicans, the Lieutenant Governor are all wrong, and so are all the Democrats. And it's a typical example of government being people come into the government and tell them, oh, we got this crisis. And I'm talking about people without any kind of decent internet service. They use this word broadband, but look, even a really slow DSL connection, you can sit and watch Netflix movies and everything else on. I've done it many, many times. It's just, you don't have to have the big gigabit stuff and 100 megabits and all that stuff. And that's the point. But a lot of Texas doesn't have any. And the politicians, well, we got to fix that. What they don't understand is what they're really hearing from are companies, whether they be small cooperatives or AT&T, the giant, who what they really want is a big bunch of government money. And that's what they want. They want a bunch of government money to build something out. So even my fine conservative friends have all been part of this. Oh, the legislature last session built out of this special office for rural broadband. And folks, it's stupid. Beto O'Rourke and all the Democrats are wrong on it, and the Republicans are just ignorant, so they're wrong on it too. Latest story was from Benjamin Wehrman at the Hearst Papers. Governor Greg Abbott, Beto O'Rourke battle over state fledgling broadband expansion. Here's a little bit of it. But Abbott's Democratic challenger, Beto, has been hammering him for vetoing a bill that would have shored up state funding used to build and maintain phone lines that carry broadband service in rural areas. O'Rourke blamed the veto for phone bills jumping as much as $4.61 in August for some rural Texans. This guy's left you high and dry, O'Rourke told a crowd in Lubbock. He's taking you for granted. He thinks your votes are in the bank. Let me tell you, that may be true, but thinking you vote in the bank, but here's the point. That's all a lie. That universal service fund money, and that's an outright lie from O'Rourke, is about copper pair telephone service and some wireless telephone service in rural markets. The DSL technology that goes over wires only goes for a little bit. That's why even when you were in a city, you had to be so close to an exchange to get DSL. Over the years, it's gotten to go a little distance, but it doesn't go but a few miles of wiring. You can't. That's why you don't have it. And that money he's talking about, he's just lying. All that's about telephone service. It's the Universal Service Fund. And those wires, just we don't have a technology that will carry internet on that twisted pair of copper phone wire. That's just, it's just bull. And so I want you to understand O'Rourke's lying about it. Democrats want all these programs too. They point out 2.8 million homes don't have access to high-speed internet. Those numbers are in doubt. I know the state's studying it and all that. It depends how you define it. I have some just 4G online that I use as a hotspot that works as good as basic broadband sometimes, and even in rural areas. So I don't quite buy all this. But anyway, says Texas is untapped to receive $500 million from that federal spending thing that's killed all this and put all this inflation on us, the American Rescue Plan, and $4 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law, but that amount's not been determined. The legislature created the Broadband Development Office to oversee the expansion and appropriated $5 million to the comptroller where the office is housed. Glenn Hager's been charged by the legislature to do this, get internet to every Texan. Said it might not be the highest quality fiber networks. Here's the problem with that. This is typical of politicians trying to deal with the private market. They don't know. I'm just shocked that they don't even know this stuff's better than what I get from the cable company in Lubbock, which is fast, fast internet. My brother out on the farm has Starlink from SpaceX. I have other friends all over the country who have Starlink. They've just made it available in several spots in Europe, and they're launching every week. It is the best internet. It's better than most of the landline internet. It's available in Texas and I think now in all the rural stuff. Well, you have to order and put up a deposit, and then you got to wait a little while, and it costs a little bit. Yeah, well, wouldn't it be better if we got to get people internet, give them a voucher or something if they're poor, and let them apply it to the cost instead of this? What we're going to do is just hand tons of money to AT&T and the other companies so they can, you know, put it in their pocket and use the subsidies to basically expand their trunk network for 5G. At taxpayer expense, and then claim that it was, but big parts of it are really about providing rural internet. And SpaceX is already there with Starlink, and it's about the best performing internet there is. And OneWeb is back on their feet, moving with more launches. I mean, they got caught up because Russia was going to launch a bunch of their stuff. They're doing these things. There are several other competitors. I mean, Amazon's got one they're designing they haven't put up yet, and they're way, way behind. But the fact is, there already is rural, high-quality, high-speed rural broadband internet available today, and it's right in the price range of the really good service, the price you pay in city. Maybe within $20, $20 or $30. But we're going to spend millions and millions of dollars, billions by the time it's over, but from legislators who ought to know better, who just seem to be ignorant on the issue. It's just typical, and they're out there battling over this rural internet. They are stupid, and so are these big newspaper reporters, because not a damn one of them ever asked these people during the legislative session or in these stories that I keep coming across, hey, wait a minute, why are you claiming this isn't available? It is available. It's already, the private sector's already done it. By the time y'all get anything going, the price will be halved. There'll be two or three more competitors. I mean, I've looked at their plans. They put out the big plan from this Texas broadband office. By the time they have anything substantive going, there are going to be multiple competitors providing it from other types of systems. And these aren't speculative. These are things that are already working, or at least a competitor's version's working, and others are already spending billions on to put in place. It's just crazy. And it's just what happens when you get government involved in this kind of stuff. So there you have it. I've been wanting to comment on that for a long time. And then there was that story today about the governor's race. And I thought, what a great opportunity to finally comment on it. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is rehearing the case out of the Texas court that stopped Biden from forcing federal workers to take this dangerous so-called vaccine that's not a vaccine by even the classic definition of vaccines. And the Biden administration still pushing to be able to tell all the federal workers they got to do it. They had the hearing in on the panel before, and anyway, it's being heard in bonk now by the entire the three-judge panel in the Fifth Circuit upheld the Biden requirement for branch work executive workers, but now the full panel of 16 members is hearing that case. And so don't forget, this stuff is ongoing because they want to solidify their power over individuals. And that's why the state is still, you know, New York's gotten rid of all of its COVID orders and Abbott still keeps renewing. I think the reason behind this is to get court rulings on all these cases out there, because if we don't get court rulings on these cases, if we get rid of the orders, this emergency, which I don't like, I don't agree with it. I think it doesn't matter if this is a lofty goal. It doesn't matter. It's wrong to keep these COVID emergency orders still in place. And Abbott has, even though even some of the lefty states, they're gone. I think it's probably to keep some of these cases from being thrown out as moot, because that's what'll happen. And Attorney General Paxton put out a press release today. It reminded me of that. She filed a petition for review requesting the Texas Supreme Court reverse the state Fourth Court of Appeals ruling that ruled in favor of San Antonio. That's a Dem-dominated court. Ruled in favor of San Antonio ISD, claiming, you know, that they can force the vaccine on all their employees. Well, the governor's order says you can't do that. And I guess if we get rid of the governor's order by canceling these emergency orders, then these cases go moot. My guess is the administration and others want these cases to go forward and get adjudicated, probably for the same purpose the executive office at the federal government does, the level does. They want the precedents that consolidate and ensure their power for over future things like this. So that's a little update there. We'll be back with a lot of border news and more. Stay with us.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Make your home office or workshop comfortable in both hot summer and cold winter with an energy-efficient ductless AC and heating unit from Hart Heating and AC.
The True Texan Studios, uber comfortable with a Hart Heating and AC installed ductless unit, and the energy efficiency as well as ease of installation made it the best upgrade I've made in years.
Stop the suffering and take it to Hart. Hart Heating and AC, beat the heat and the cold with a ductless system. Hart, H-A-R-T, heating and AC.com.
License DACLA 1229 OE.
If it moves in your warehouse or business with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving. Texas Battery is your source for the right battery for material handling equipment, from forklifts and scissor lifts to newer autonomous warehouse machines. If it moves with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving with the correct batteries. Rely on Texas Battery to keep your supply chain moving. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
And now, a man who finds skulking youth in pullover hoodies far more menacing than citizens with pistols properly holstered in the open. It's firearm-friendly Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Our Lone Star story of the day is fighting institutionalized, government-institutionalized racism, and we all thought that's what the Civil Rights Acts were about. But it's not. The left has brought all this out, as our friend Bob Zimmerman often says in these stories. You know what he quotes, the old George Wallace stuff, the old Southern Democrat stuff: segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. And that's really what the left is bringing us. And we have to fight this at every level. A professor at UT is fighting it. So our Lone Star story of the day, brought to us by Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. Piece in the Texas Tribune by Kate McGee. Of course, they don't like this, but in lawsuit, UT Austin professor accuses Texas A&M faculty program of discriminating against white and Asian men. Well, yes, these institutions everywhere, including in Texas, are openly engaging in segregation and discrimination. Lowry is being represented by America First Legal, which is a good group fighting these kind of things. The Tribune spends the first part of the story not telling you about what the case is about, but trying to sully the plaintiff by the fact that his legal firm involves people who were involved in the Trump administration. So you get the tone. But Lowry, the UT prof, says a new fellowship program announced this summer within Texas A&M's faculty hiring program called, and of course you can tell it's going to be a lefty discriminatory thing, it's called Accountability, Climate, Equity, and Scholarship Faculty Fellows Program, or ACES. He says it violates Title 11 and Title 9 of the Federal Civil Rights Act, as well as the 14th Amendment's due Equal Protection Clause. He's right. And it... A&M's announcement, you know, they've identified underrepresented groups: blacks, Hispanics, Latinos, Native American Indians, Alaskan Natives, so that'd still be American Indians or Eskimos. Oh, can't say that. And Native Hawaiians, meaning Hawaiians. Lawsuit says A&M's proclaimed goal of establishing a faculty whose racial composition attains, quote, parity with that of the state of Texas, end quote, seeks to achieve racial balancing, which is flatly illegal Title 6 and the binding precedent of Supreme Court. Right, but it's going on right here in Texas in our own government agencies, even at Texas A&M. And what it is the reintroduction of segregation in this country at every level. It is constant. Keep up with those lists, those weekly or almost daily stories that even the whole site's about space and space exploration, but BehindTheBlack.com, Bob started this, and it's one of the best running totals of these things, these blacklisted Americans, and the amount of segregation going on. And why should faculty at A&M in certain fields represent be balanced to what the demographics of the state are? This question has been answered long ago, and the trilogy of books on race and cultures by the great Thomas Sowell answer this with real scholarly data. There's a reason why certain groups, ethnic groups or national groups or whatever, dominate like the convenience store trade or the haberdashery trade. Y'all don't even know what that is. Go look it up. Or, you know, anything else. It's just the way things work, and there's a lot of reasons for it. When you start trying to balance everything out racially, you start putting people that aren't qualified in positions because they're not as well performing, not because of their race, but just because there's so few. I mean, there may be an individual, but statistically, it's just like they're always going on, women don't go into math and engineering. Right. And you can spend all the money you want on STEM and all these other programs, and you're not going to change certain basic things. And the numbers you do achieve often are achieved with rather serious real-world consequences of people not being that good at what they're doing. And the left doesn't care. So that's your Lone Star story of the day. A&M's big on it. A UT prof is suing. How about this one from the border? An unmanned aerial vehicle, a drone from the Border Patrol, observed more than 1,000 migrant gotaways during a flight, just a flight over Del Rio sector. This is information's exclusive to Breitbart. The Del Rio sector averaged approximately 1,700 apprehensions per day in August, people they got. Lingering drone flights over the Del Rio sector are not commonplace, the source told Breitbart, Texas. During this flight, which took place during the last 2 weeks, just in the one flight, they observed more than 1,000 gotaways. So my guess is, as I've long said, I think the gotaway estimates are massively larger. In other words, we're talking millions of people we're counting, and even the left understands some of them, except Kamala Harris and Joe Biden understand these are massive, ridiculous numbers. But the fact is, the numbers that we're not apprehending are huge, and I think they're much larger than what they estimate. Busted. Agent sees 250-plus pounds of meth being smuggled into the U.S. This is from Gray News out of FAR. They found 266.75 pounds of meth concealed in a tractor trailer coming in from Mexico, $2.3 million street value. According to field operations director there, the agency seized 2,270 pounds of meth and 72 pounds of cocaine in the past week alone. If you don't care about just the people wanting a better life, do you not understand why we need a very disciplined border, secure border? He said the street value of the narcotics seized is over $35 million, and believe me, we're just getting a tiny percentage of it. Democrat-led El Paso approves $2 million contract to send more migrant, more illegal alien buses across the country. Just the news reporting this today, Madeline Hubbard. The Democrat-led Texas city of El Paso is increasing its program to send migrants to New York City, approving a $2 million contract for charter buses to continue the cross-country drop-offs. Contract was approved yesterday by the El Paso City Council, calls for as many as four buses a day through December of 2023, mostly going to New York City. They say El Paso Democrat Mayor Oscar Leeser, he's a business guy, said the city a month ago had roughly 400 migrants a day. Now it's 1,000 to 1,400 daily. It's a federal issue. We're assisting the federal government in this program, he says. Well, they are. And that was my point. All this claim, complaining and why we're paying for it in Texas, that local governments have long been doing this and they get reimbursed by the federal government for it. It just shows what a bunch of bull all this stuff is, kind of on both sides over the habit sending them up there and then them complaining about it. Oh, let's see. Via press release, Representatives Tony Gonzalez of Texas 23, Jody Arrington of Texas 19, and Senator John Cornyn at the end of the week last week celebrated the official renaming of the Rock Springs Border Patrol Station as the Donna M. Doss Border Patrol Station. And that's good, Agent Doss. And she served in the Border Patrol for 16 years, was killed in the line of duty in 2019. Paxton files brief with U.S. Supreme Court to protect taxpayers from skyrocketing costs of illegal immigration. Press release out today from our Attorney General, Ken Paxton. He's leading a 14-state coalition that's filed a cert stage brief, whatever that means, in the U.S. Supreme Court after the Biden administration took unprecedented action to quietly abolish a federal immigration rule designed to protect American taxpayers. The rule in question, known as the public charge rule. Yeah, that's what all of us who have done it legally had to sign, all these documents that you will not be on welfare, the sponsor will have, even when I was married to my own wife, I've got to assure all that. I've got to have letters of recommendation and other people. When you're legal and do it right, you've got to determine that this person for a certain time will not be a public charge. They will not be on any kind of welfare at all. Most people think that's normal. Oh no, the left, they've not enforced this for years. And the Biden administration changed the rule, the public charge rule. And so that we know they're coming in and fine. And the Seventh Court of Chicago-based, the Seventh Circuit, ruled against this coalition led by Texas. So we're going to the Supreme Court now. This is insane. It's utterly insane. But it's the way things are right now. They want to import millions upon millions of people, irrespective of anything other than their potential gain of political power. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all. Thanks for joining us. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.